I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC. The Bay Area has long been one of the major hubs of the early music world, but during the festival, presented by the San Francisco Early Music Society, Early Music America, and Cal Performances, ensembles based here and elsewhere will gather en masse. The main stage events, which will be taking place at venues on the UC campus and at Berkeley churches, include a recital with Nicholas McGeegan and soprano Dominique LaBelle, the first performance Sunday evening. On Wednesday, the Chanticleer Lab Choir performs, and Musica Pacifica explores dance music from the era of Louis XIV, complete with dancers. Agave Baroque and the choir called Blue Heron are on Thursday. The new Esterhazy Quartet and American Bach soloists appear on Friday. Earlier that day, there's going to be a tribute concert in memory of Gustav Leonhardt, with a dozen harpsichord players who studied with him, presented by the Western Early Keyboard Association. At the end of next week, on Saturday, the ensemble Voices of Music will perform, and Jordi Savall has concerts both Saturday and Sunday. But during the daytime throughout next week, the Fringe concerts will be going on, with dozens of ensembles and soloists to choose from. As one of the additional side events, Early Music America is hosting a Young Performers Festival, with student ensembles performing twice daily, Wednesday through Friday. And the Exhibition and Music Marketplace, which runs next Thursday through Saturday, will serve as an early music resource center. Instrument makers, music publishers, just the thing if you're looking for catgut strings or want to find out more about the latest scholarship in musicology. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.